It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk BGM football, wrap up the season with Bears head coach Jared Burns. And Coach got into the playoffs but ran into the Earlham Cardinals last Friday, having to go on the road and lost 50-34, but still a successful season. You finish up at 8-2. Your thoughts overall after the first round loss, but a great year nevertheless.
We can't really fault the kids' effort. They played really, really hard Friday night. We were up against, again, a bigger, faster Earlham team. They had a lot of success down the stretch against a lot of really good teams. So we knew that we were going to have our hands full, and we did. But the kids played really hard, and they played really well, too. I thought we did a really good job up front Friday night. Obviously, Noah Beck had another great night. George Kriegel had another great night blocking for him. And we just, at the end of the day, we just made too many mistakes against a really good football team, and we couldn't match scores with them. But I thought the kids played really well, especially on the offensive line, and defensively we just gave up some big plays here and there. But for the most part, we stood toe to toe with them, and I thought we played really well.
Well, you graduate, I think it was about 9 seniors off of this year's roster, including the great Noah Beck, who seems like he's been there forever, but that's because he's played at a high level all 4 years, obviously some other great seniors as well. Give me your thoughts here on your graduating players.
Well, we did have a really good senior class. We did have 8 of them this year, and I thought all 8 of them contributed in some capacity and really were great leaders and set good examples for us. So, Mitch White was our – I'll just talk about all of them. Mitch White was a wide receiver and a DB for us, and I thought Mitch did a fantastic job. We always put him on the other team's best receiver, and they would get a catch here and there, but he shut down the kid from Cardinal for the most part. He shut down the kid from Durant for the most part. He shut down the kid from Highland for the most part. They got 1 or 2 catches, but he kept him out of the end zone, and I thought he did a fantastic job all season defensively for us. Then we had Blake Mann. He was a kid that didn't play for us last year at the varsity level, just a little bit of special teams, and he stepped in and he played our 5 technique and did a fantastic job. He also was one of our best playmakers, if not our best playmaker, at the receiver position this year, and he had a really good season. Really going to miss him. Noah, he rushed for over 2,000 yards this year, almost 30 touchdowns, and was a great defensive player for us. Probably will end up being a 3-year All-Stater for us. So, he's left his mark and created his own legacy here. So, obviously we'll miss him really bad. Jordan Kriegel, I thought, one of the best fullbacks/linebackers in the state, if not the best linebacker in the state. He led the state tackles for loss and was one of the top 3 kids in the state in tackles on an 8-1 team. Usually that doesn't happen because you're not playing a whole lot of defense, but he was just had great instincts, and he was around the ball all the time. Just going to miss him a lot. And it won't, it won't show up on the stat sheet, but he was a fantastic blocker this year for us. So we'll really, really miss him. Ethan Palmer is a kid that played in different sets on the offensive line for us. Didn't really know whether he wanted to play this year, and decided late to come out, and really happy he did. He did a nice job for us, and such a good example for those kids that are kind of on the wire. He made the commitment. He's out every day. Had a good attitude at practice. So we really miss kids like that in our program. Marshall Rodabush was a all district offensive lineman for us last year. All district offensive lineman for us this year. Did a fantastic job. We're undersized every week. He's about 5'7", 5'8" in there somewhere, and these kids that he's going up against are usually between 6'2" and 6'5". He had a 6'5" kid over in Friday night, and he does a great job playing with leverage, and he's a great kid, and we're going to miss him, and just the example that he sets all the time, coming to practice, having a great attitude, and working really hard. And then we got Dawson Owens. He had a rough year from an injury standpoint. He hurt his knee week 2, had a great week 1. Was going to be a huge part of our game plan this year. And then when he went down, we had to completely change everything and change the complexity of our offense. And it really made us a lot less dynamic when he was out. And then when he came back, you know, I felt like he was getting back to 100%. And then, you know, he'd tweak it in practice. And just weren't really sure, you know, what we were going to get out of him. So we weren't able to get him the ball as much as I really wanted to down the stretch. But on the defensive side of the football for us, when he came back, he played fantastic. He's a really physical kid, a kid that, you know, could potentially, I think, play at the next level. So we're going to hopefully see him playing on Saturdays next year. And then Jacob Klein, another kid that you're not going to see much on the stat sheet from that standpoint, but a really physical kid, did a fantastic job blocking in the slot for us all year, made some nice plays for us in the slot, receiving the football, and then was a really physical defender for us. Another kid that, like I said, isn't going to show up on the stat sheet, not going to have a ton of receptions, not going to have a ton of tackles, but, you know, did everything for us, played on all our special teams, and for a kid that's, you know, probably about 5'6", 120 pounds, playing at the varsity level, did a fantastic job, just a really physical kid and really got after you. So just a really, really great senior class that we're really going to miss. You know, we've got a lot of kids that I think we can build these next couple of years around coming back. But, you know, anytime that you lose a senior class that's as special as this one, it kind of leaves you reeling as a coach. And I'm really proud of the kids for everything they accomplished. We've qualified for the playoffs 3 out of 4 years that these guys were in high school. So, you know, that's going to be a big be due in big part to these guys and all the hard work they put in. So they set a great example, and we're really going to miss them.
Yeah, I would like to see what your football team would have been like if you had Dawson Owens healthy for the whole season. I think, you know, I agree with you. I think he will be a fine, kind of a gem in the rough, a diamond on the rough for a college football team if he decides to go that route, because I don't think we truly saw what he could do his senior year, and you can only hope that he will be, you know, will be valuable for a college team down the road, because he's an explosive. He's got good speed. I mean, obviously, he's been a successful member of the 4x1 relay team in track and field. He's a pretty darn good football player. It's just a shame that he wasn't healthy his senior year.
Yeah, you saw glimpses of it here and there. You know, week one, I think he averaged like 15 yards a carry. You know, so you saw week one, and you saw what we were going to be able to do with him, and he gave us that kid that could get the edge and hit the home run ball. So, yeah, it was too bad that had to happen. You know, it seems like you have something like that or a story like that every now and then, and it's just it's a tragedy that it has to happen. But at the same time, you know, he kept his head up and he kept plugging away, and he worked really hard in therapy to get back. And we came back, he contributed, and that's not something you can say for a lot of kids that had a complete rupture of their MCL. So, you know, a lot of kids would have packed it in or not done what it took to get back, or, you know, and he used like a medical miracle. He healed in 6 weeks and was able to play. So it was good to get him back on the field. It's just, you know, like you said, it's just too bad. It would have been nice to see what he could accomplish, but maybe we'll see it next year.
So next year for your football team, you do return your quarterback, Grant Hall. He's going to have to be more involved in the offense. Of course, he sort of split time at QB with Noah Beck, depending on what formation you did. You know, Beck and Kriegel just explode off the stat sheets. Without a doubt, with the numbers that they've done. So, I mean, it's when you look at the stat sheets, it looks like you have nothing back for next year, but it's a case with all high school football teams. You just reload, and the kids who didn't get a chance to play last year suddenly are now given the opportunity next season. So what are your thoughts overall about the players you do have coming back as you try to reload?
Well, we've got 4 of our 5 offensive linemen back, and that's where it all starts. And those guys, you know, play both ways, so they're on our defensive line as well. So that's where we're going to start building from. You know, I think we've got a really good freshman class, a really talented freshman class this year coming in. One of those kids got to play, and in fact, all of those kids, but one of those kids got to play a lot more than probably we planned at the beginning of the year because of Dawson's injury. And Jake Maurer is that kid, and he's going to be a big part of what we do next year as a sophomore. He got to play a lot, but Dawson being hurt, he was playing out in the slot. We threw him the ball. We handed him the ball. He was able to do some things as a freshman, an undersized freshman. He played a lot of defense for us. He stepped in and played some safety and some outside linebacker, just defending out in the slot and stuff. And he's going to be a special kid. You know, I really think that he could be a Noah Beck type of kid. for us. If he works hard, he's got to get in the weight room and put some weight on and become more durable. But he's a really good JV player for us this year. So we'll be excited to see what he ends up doing and how he ends up developing. But you know, at the end of the day, we've got Joe Castle, Eric Cadden, and LJ Hankel and Tanner Wright back from our offensive line, and those guys all played on the defensive line as well. So that's where it all starts in high school football. If you can put together a good group of kids up front, you're going to be in good shape regardless of who's behind them. So, and we were outsized every week, but we were outsized Friday night, and I thought those kids really handled their business with those kids that were bigger than them. They had a kid that was, 6'5", 275 pounds across from them, and anytime we wanted to get the edge of the field, Joe and Eric got the edge of the field for us. So, and that really, that's really a feather in their hat for being undersized, as physical as those kids are, and as hard as they play. We're going to be in good shape no matter who's in the backfield. So, and they've got a good mentality. Hopefully, they'll have a great off season, and you'll see some great things from those guys next fall.
Very good. Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season here on Coach's Corner, and we will see you down the road at a BGM sporting event. Thanks so much.
Thanks again for having me, Chris.
Jared Burns, head coach for BGM football, joins us here on Coach's Corner. It's brought to you by Brooklyn True Value on 1410 KGRN.